This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Royals trying to get back to the 500 mark, taking on the Twins. A great pitching matchup in this one. A couple potential all-stars going at it. Jason Vargas against Irvin Santana. Pick it up in the fourth. 1-0 Minnesota. 2 men on for Eric Hosmer facing Santana.
Left field corner. It is. It's a fair ball for now. Even the Royals aren't convinced.
That ball had a lot of movement on it.
Oh, it was nice. Hit so high.
Home run.
Now back to the top of the order at Whit Merrifield. The 1-1 is swung on line to right field. That's a base hit. Solaire's coming around third. Throw by Max Kepler offline. Solaire scores, throw to second, safe. They've scored all 5 runs off of Santana in this fourth.
Now Varkey has a nice little cushion.
How about a strikeout? Sano back to Vargas.
Hit it to the wrong guy.
Specs the baseball and throws over to Hosmer.
Pitch to Mike Moustakas, swung on and belted. High and deep, that's a way back, and that baby is gone. Home run number 21 for Mike Moustakas, and the Royals go in front 7-1.
The Royals get back to the 500 mark, taking it 8-1. Jason Vargas wins his 7th consecutive start, working 7 innings, giving up just 1 run. Alcides Escobar, 2 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Jorge Soler also a couple hits and scores a run. Manager Ned Yost spoke after.
He had a great outing. Really commanded the ball well. Got in, I think, the fourth or the fifth inning, got to drifting a little bit, which dropped his arm angle, but came back in and made the adjustment, which resulted in the 2 walks, I think, the 1 inning. Sano hit a pretty good pitch, curveball that was in to drive in their only run, but Vargas just been, it's been unbelievable to watch him, every start and for him to be able to accomplish what he's accomplished to this point has been pretty spectacular.
You talked pregame about this pitching matchup. I mean, he's staring down their ace, the opener of this big series with the division rival. He steps up.
Yeah, the offense really had a great night, and it was balanced. I think everybody in our lineup got a hit, but Gordy drove in 2 runs, so, a sac fly. So it was they did a good job. Of getting Irv's pitch count up early and then kind of putting the pedal to the metal there. I think it was in the fifth.
Capitalizing on that error.
Yeah,
as well.
That was huge. That was a spot where, we could have been out of the inning, 2 outs, nobody on, but we kind of just kept the line moving there. A couple of really big 2-out hits by Escobar and Witt, to tack on in that inning, and just a great inning for us.
Ned, did you have a good look at Haas's ball down the line?
I did not. I didn't have a good look at Dozier's ball. I didn't have a good look at Haas's ball. It's hard to tell from where we're standing.
With Vargas, do you think this almost solidifies him being the All-Star game starter, should at least do that?
Well, it's not my decision to make, but my opinion is, his numbers are as good as anybody's in baseball, and he's definitely got to be in some strong consideration for it.
He was at 80-some pitches in the fifth. How big was that in to get not just through the sixth, but give you another inning in the seventh?
If we didn't have 2 games tomorrow, he probably wouldn't have went back out in the seventh. But we needed him to, and, we had it lined up where luckily the offense came through and scored a couple of runs there for us, too, to kind of ease it up a little bit. But we were going to go into the seventh at that time with a 4-run lead where Vargas got one of the first 2 guys out. We were going to let him face Kepler, but Moylan was going to come in and face Dozier, and then we were going to have Minor from that point on. And luckily we got Vargas got through the inning 1-2-3. Moylan came in and gave us a great eighth inning, got through the inning 1-2-3, and You know, Feliz came in with a, you know, another solid outing and got us through the ninth.
Eric Hosmer had the go-ahead home run on a strange play. He talked to the media after the game.
We're getting timely hits when we need them. And, you know, anytime Vargy's going, it's Vargy day. We're trying to get runs for him, and that's exactly what we did.
You want to know why Salvi said we needed to do that? It's Friday night.
You did say that.
I don't know why Friday's different than other nights, but it's like most nights, you guys won. So, again, let's talk about that offense. And it's not just one or two guys. It's everyone.
Yeah, really, you know, we're taking advantage of big innings. We got, you know, we're doing a good job with situational hitting. Every time we got guys on base, we're cashing in. And, you know, we're just firing all cylinders at the right time.
I want to ask you about the homer in a second, but we got to get to Jason Vargas right away because that is the seventh time this year that he's allowed one run or less. He's been unbelievable in almost every start. What's it like watching Jason Vargas pitch?
Oh, man, he's been fun to work behind, I tell you that. And, you know, as an offense, it motivates you the way he's been pitching for us all year. We're trying to get him runs any way we can, and he gave up one there. We did a good job responding for it as an offense. And, you know, like you said, anytime Vargas on the mound, we got all the confidence in the world we're going to win.
And then there's the home run, and I don't know that I've ever seen you watch a home run like that before, but I don't know if you've ever been a part of one like that before. Your reaction was priceless. What were you thinking?
I looked at Salvi, asked him if it was fair or foul, and he didn't really give me a response. So rounded the bases and just, you know, hoped that it stayed fair, and luckily it did and got us going.
Up next, the series against the Twins continues on Saturday with Jason Hamill on the hill.